Welcome back to a special edition of the BCC Pod. As we walk through the season of Lent together, we want to take this time to pause, reflect, wrestle, and seek the grace of God in our lives. Over this season, we've been journeying through the seven deadly sins in our Sunday services, and these midweek reflections are here to support your spiritual practices as you dive deeper, to create space for reflection, and to listen. And so, we continue this week with pride. Pride is a towering thing. It builds itself brick by brick, stacking desire upon desire until we are standing so high that we forget what the ground even feels like beneath us. Pride tells us, I made this. Pride whispers, I earned this. I deserve this. And then it sneaks in with something even sharper. I am better. I am stronger. I am more deserving. See, at first, pride doesn't seem like such a bad thing. After all, isn't it good to work hard, to strive, to achieve? But pride in its essence is not about ambition. Pride unchecked turns self-confidence into self-worship. It shifts the focus from God's goodness to our own greatness. And we know how this story ends. The higher we lift ourselves, the farther we have to fall. Scripture gives us story after story of people brought low by their pride. Kings losing their thrones, towers crumbling to dust, the downfall of the mighty. Listen to these words from Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Let's take a moment to reflect. When do you listen to the voice of the Spirit warning you of destruction? Do you frequently keep stacking bricks, climbing higher, believing you're invincible? Where in your life have you allowed pride to build something fragile? Unlike some other sins, pride does not always announce itself. It doesn't always boast loudly or demand attention. Sometimes pride operates quietly, subtly, beneath the surface. It shows up when we refuse to ask for help. It lingers when we struggle to admit we're wrong. It speaks when we hesitate to surrender to God, because deep down, we believe, I should be enough. I should be strong enough. And I should be able to do this on my own. Pride effectively isolates us. It creates distance between us and God, between us and others. Because when we believe we don't need help, we stop reaching out. When we think we're self-sufficient, we stop relying on grace. And when we see ourselves as the center, we forget who truly holds all things together. Pride is not merely arrogance. It is the lie that we do not need God. Let's take another moment to reflect. Are there areas in your life where you've been trying to manage everything on your own? Are there places in your heart where pride has kept you from seeking help, from surrendering? Have you been living as if you are the source of your own strength, rather than relying on the grace of God? So what do we do with our pride? How do we lay something down that's so intertwined with our very being? The answer probably won't surprise you, and yet it is profoundly challenging. We look to Jesus. Jesus, who had every reason to boast, chose humility instead. In Philippians 2, verse 5 to 8, we're reminded, your attitude should be that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. This is the God that we follow. Divinity wrapped in flesh and bone, power choosing powerlessness, the creator of the universe bending low to wash the feet of the ones he created. Jesus, who could have commanded legions of angels, chose surrender instead. Jesus, who held the authority of the entire universe, chose to bear the weight of our sin. If Christ, the very Son of God, humbled himself, how much more are we called to lay down our pride? Think about where in your life you can choose humility over pride. What would it look like to take the posture of a servant rather than striving for status? How might your relationship change if you were quick to listen, to serve, and to yield? As we finish today, let's pray. Lord, dismantle the towers we have built. Break apart the bricks of our arrogance and remind us of the solid ground of your mercy. Teach us to bend low, to seek you first, to live in the humble confidence that your grace is sufficient. We ask these things not in fear of condemnation, but in the hope and excitement of the rich and full life you offer. May we not boast in our own strength, but in your mercy. May we not lift up our own names, but your name alone. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. We hope this reflection has been an encouragement, a challenge, and an invitation to live differently. As we continue through this Lenten season, may you remember that God is near to the humble. He lifts up the lowly, and in his kingdom, the last shall be first. Until next week, grace and peace.